Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
404 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. All sorts of great stuff going on. We've got our old buddy Troy Miller. He's going to be joining us at 435. He is the president of the National Religious Broadcasters. He also is newly returned from Israel. Or is he joining us from Israel? I'm not exactly sure. Well, we're going to find out at 435. We're going to find out. I'm looking forward to all of that. I know that there's all this news hullabaloo. Oh, my God, Jeff, there's all these texts with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. Okay, let me explain a little something to you. There are no new texts. There's no new emails. All of this stuff has been out there forever. And you'll notice what the Democrats did, because in all candor, the Democrats in D.C. are just reeling from the results last Tuesday. Wait a minute. They did really well. Not really. Not really. Oh, I know that they definitely won in Virginia, New Jersey. I'm not knocking that or telling you that they went sideways there, because they didn't. But here's what they did not win. They did not win anything on the Schumer shutdown. Not a single solitary thing. Nothing. They are now voting for exactly the same thing they voted against 14 separate times. They got the worst of all possible worlds in that regard, which is why old Jeffrey Epstein emails are now being released with a name redacted. That's the big black magical marker. Because that looks scary, doesn't it? It does. Yeah, look, so-and-so said, according to this, okay. Now, here's the problem with all of it. And it's a big problem if you're a Democrat, and this is why the name is blacked out. Because the name is Virginia Giuffre. She is the young woman who killed herself. She's also the young woman who, when she was asked by actual investigators, not Democrats on the House Democrat Committee for Trump problems or whatever the hell they are, when she was investigated and chatted with actual investigators, she specifically said she had never spent, quote, time with Donald Trump, had no interaction with him. She said, unsolicited, that she had had no interaction with Donald Trump. There are others who corroborate exactly what President Trump has said all along, that as soon as he found out about Jeffrey Epstein, because Jeffrey Epstein lived in Palm Beach and he had money, so he joined Mar-a-Lago. I mean, that's what people do. There's not a big shock there. Mar-a-Lago was the place to be, and now it is once again the place to be. And in the middle, it was the place to be. Can I afford to join Mar-a-Lago? I cannot. But I also don't live in Palm Beach. Now, if I lived in South Florida, well, I still wouldn't have the money to join Mar-a-Lago, but I probably would be at more events at Mar-a-Lago. But if you had the money, and whatever the initiation fee was, whatever the dues are, I mean, it's big money. Jeffrey Epstein had big money. And he liked being in a really nifty club, so he paid the money. If you think for a second that Donald Trump was overseeing membership applications, once again, you're just crazy. It's like the same people a few years back who talked about the Trump taxes. Anybody remember that? Oh, it was a big scam. Oh, my God. You know, Trump won't show us. Trump doesn't know. That's not a knock on him. That's saying you're a billionaire with a million different businesses. You're not going to TurboTax.com filling out your taxes by yourself. You got a whole staff that does that. Then they've got a company that they contract. There's a CPA. You're not involved. I don't even know if officially he signs anything. Who knows? I don't know if he technically is the boss of any of those companies at this point. I don't think so. So that was a big nothing when they were pitching that. And you know what? This is a big nothing. $200,000 to join and then $14,000 annual dues. Wow. Hey, no offense, but if I had an extra $200,000, I'm not using it to join a club. I'm buying a club. And then I'm charging other people to join the club so that my club ownership becomes free. Or I'm going to buy 200,000 lottery tickets so that I just wind up as a billionaire, you know, because I'm diverse that way. So the fact that Jeffrey Epstein was a member of the club is a big nothing. But when Donald Trump finds out, and this is clearly after he's been a member for a while, because again, he's not overseeing applications, but he's certainly seeing people in social circles. They see each other at parties. Then all of a sudden, he's seeing this Jeffrey Epstein, and people are talking about Jeffrey Epstein. It is at that point, according to everybody, that Donald Trump says to the staff, hey, what's going on with this guy? Because I'm hearing bad things about this guy. Says, well, you know, he's been either hitting on or trying to get some of the younger ladies who are staff members and kids of members, and Trump's like, that's it, he's out, kick him out, he's done. And so that was it, he was done. Membership revoked, get out, don't ever come back, don't let the door hit you. I think it's all pretty straightforward. So this is the desperation on the part of the Democrats, because even though they had two very nice wins a week ago, and please don't try and minimize those wins if you're on our side. Oh, it's not a big... It is a big deal. Of course it's a big deal. What is not a big deal are these emails being released by Democrats in the House with names redacted, because the name that is redacted again is Virginia Giuffre, who was the subject of massive investigations here in the United States and in the United Kingdom. And she had no problems reporting names of major people that she had been trafficked to, or she had interacted with, or that she had seen at Epstein Island or his house. Donald Trump was not on any of those lists. And in fact, quite the opposite. She goes out of her way to say, because Trump was a notable figure already. Says, no, I never saw him at any of these things, never went anywhere. He certainly wasn't on the planes when I was taken down to Epstein's Island. So, I mean, really, let's not lose.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Our minds over all that stuff. Ben Shapiro said that he had actually invited Tucker Carlson onto his network to do a podcast. And he also said he had suggested that the two host a joint podcast so that all of the discussions after the Charlie Kirk murder could be addressed. And we could talk about, according to Ben Shapiro, the major threat that the Democrat socialists are threatening in the United States. Mam Danny is just the latest example, but please don't think that he's the only threat. A little closer to home, Ghazala Hashmi, she's part of the same operations. Same sort of threats. So Ben Shapiro texts Tucker Carlson after Charlie Kirk is murdered. It's 2 months ago, do you believe that? And Tucker Carlson says, yeah, let me get back to you. I appreciate it. I'm going to spend the next week or two thinking about how to be the most effective. And then radio silence. And then Tucker Carlson winds up with that Nick Fuentes Delta Bravo on his podcast, doing nothing short of high-fiving and embracing Adolf Hitler. I mean, come on. At some point, you've just got to say, that's it. It's done. Shapiro also said of his relationship with Tucker Carlson, he looks at it with sadness because he believes, I'm quoting here, that Carlson used to be a deeply important part of the conservative moment, but movement. But he says, because of this close association now with Fuentes, who is an unrepentant Nazi, proponent of Hitler, that, they're done. That's it. Done. Over. Boom. I'm with Ted Cruz on this, by the way. I am with Ted Cruz when he says it is time for righteous conservatives to stand up and say, no, it's time for intelligent thinking Republicans to stand up and say to Tucker Carlson and that type, no, we're done. That's it. All right. Lots of great stuff still ahead. Again, Troy Miller is going to be here, president, national, religious, broadcasters, just back or still in Israel. I don't know the answer to that, but he will tell us momentarily. All right. It is 4:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Our friend Troy Miller, national religious broadcasters, is going to be with us at 4:35. Looking forward to chatting with him. Let me remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Yeah, you should send me a text. I'm always happy to read the text. Tomorrow I'll be reading some texts early in the morning from 6 until 9 tomorrow. I will be covering the morning shift. Why? Because I'm a hell of a guy, and I really like Jeremy. Now, those are the two reasons, although not in that order. The first reason is because I really like Jeremy. And secondarily is because I really am a hell of a guy. That guy is going to be on in the morning tomorrow and Friday. God, Jeff Katz, man, good. Dude. All right. Let me take a look at that James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Pat in Ellington says, hey, Jeff, thank you for telling me about the man selling Brunswick stew. I will definitely try and go over and buy some. Did you say that we have to call them and let them know if I'm going to buy some? It's at the gun place across from the state police, right? I don't live too far from there. No, Pat, yes, you're right. It's the gun place, Southern Police Equipment, which is directly across the street from Virginia State Police Headquarters, right down there on Midlothian Turnpike, and it's Paul, Diana. No, you don't have to call. If you're in the area, you could go over to Southern Police Equipment on Midlothian Turnpike. They actually have a sign-up list in there. You can sign up and make sure you order the stew ahead of time. That way, Paul won't run out. Paul makes a lot, believe me. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of gallons, I guess, throughout the course of the day. So, yeah, that's going to be Saturday starting, I'm going to say, right around 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning. I'm stopping by. I'm going to be there for a bit, and then I've got a big speech in Chesterfield as well, so I'll be right down in that neighborhood, which is going to be nice. But, yeah, that's going to be Saturday again. Paul Diana, PRD Concessions is the name of his company, former law enforcement, both corrections and police. Good, solid guy, an amazing cook, and that food truck of his does something amazing. I don't know how you do all that right there, but they do, and it's delicious. And again, he is selling that to buy gifts and the like for the recipients of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. 804 says, Jeff, I guess it's safe to assume that the investigations about those illegal abortions in Northern Virginia will be going away. I would certainly hope not, but I don't know. I don't remember off the top of my head if they had been initiated by the governor and the attorney general. If that's the case, it might very well turn out to be some sort of a political answer, which would be terrible. I know. Jeff, if it is found out that President Trump was involved with the Epstein crimes, will you still support him? No. I know you don't believe the claims, but if they do find out that Trump was involved, would you still support him? 804 says, 804. No, I would not. But I'm not interested in silly, silly hypotheticals, which is what that is. Jeff, if Donald Trump were, something, that you didn't know about, but he became something you were not about, would you still support him? Gang, I deal in facts. I deal in reality. And so I can tell you, having looked at all of this and read all of this, that we've already seen all of this. And if you are silly enough to think that any of this was valuable to utilize against Donald Trump by the Democrats, given that they have had it for forever and a day, don't you think they would have utilized it already? This is a distraction from what is still going on inside the Democrat Party, which is confusion and chaos. Or as Sir Topham Hatt used to say when he was visiting with Thomas the Tank Engine, disruption and delay on the rails. 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.